Sale deals. Broken bat, ground ball to second. Ozzie to Jarvis. Jarvis to Olsen. Double play. Man, that was smooth as silk with Jarvis coming across second base. That's how you get it done. And that ends the bottom of the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. None left. We're off to the top of the second. No score. 2-2 pitch. He swings and cracks it up the middle. Base hit. Yaz gets a green light around third base. He is flying to the plate and scores. Austin Riley makes it 1-0 Atlanta in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. And Walker lines it over a leaping Matt Olson, base hit in the right field. Weatherholt to round third base. Throw out of right field is slightly up the line, and it's a tie game. Jordan Walker with his major league leading 74th RBI of the year. And we're tied at one. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a fly ball hit well to right field. Harris, White, going back to the track, to the wall, climbing and out of his reach. Eli White, it's a home run by Jimmy Crooks, of all people. Mention that Crooks is hitting under 200 for the season. And for Crooks, that is his second home run. And it's a huge one for the Cardinals. It gives them a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Braves hanging by a thread, trying to stay alive here in the ninth. 3-2 swung on, miss. Cardinals win game one. Cardinals were trailing 1-0 at one point. They come back, win the game. A night where there is a 2-hour, 44-minute rain delay, and it's the Cardinals who just edge the Braves by a final score of 2-1. For the Braves at the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Final score, Cardinals 2, Braves 1.